At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
On Monday, we were talking about the Stauffer family, vloggers who had posted online almost every aspect of their lives, including their adoption of a boy from China. But 3 years later, the child suddenly disappeared from all their videos, and it was subsequently announced that he had been rehomed. A documentary on the Stauffers and family vlogging in general is currently available on Prime and Now TV. It's called An Update on Our Family. Rachel Mason is the director. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hi, hello. So great to be here.
I imagine one of the difficulties in making a documentary about this subject is that you're making a documentary about a kind of form of vlogging that's exploitative. The people who watch it are exploitative. And so in turn, you don't want to make a documentary that's exploitative or have people who replicating the same effect, if you know what I mean.
Well, thank you for jumping right into the most thorny aspect of the whole series. And I appreciate that because doing the show for me was an ethical challenge from the very beginning. When I learned about the story, I thought, how do I do this in such a way that doesn't bring more harm to the people at the center of it? And exactly that reason is why all the children in our series, all of their faces are blurred, and also why we tried to give depth to the different sides of the story, including, you know, places within the adoption community where we could look. We tried to have people speak who are themselves adoptees to speak about the story, and also other family vloggers who could explain what are the real challenges when you do this kind of content on the internet.
And the family vloggers that you spoke to, I assume that they were aware of the issues around things being potentially exploitative.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is where, for me, I really feel a lot of gratitude for the bravery of the family vloggers that were willing to speak to us, because I think that it was not lost on them that they are heavily judged for what they're doing. However, they also spoke about the challenges that, you know, in some ways, in a lot of ways, I will say, the whole world of what we see in this series when it comes to family vlogging speaks to a bit of an American psyche that is like encouraging the whole thing. If you look at who the brands are that encourage this, you know, YouTube says, go ahead, put whatever you want on YouTube. And the biggest brands in America and probably the world are saying, great, you know, we'll sponsor this content. And so, you know, living, you know, I will say this because I'm not speaking to someone in America, but in the United States, look, something that makes you money and you can do well at and you can stay home, great, bring it. You don't really think too hard about the consequences, but suddenly flash forward a few years, your bank account is swelling. And now you're realizing, oh, man, my kids might be kind of brought into this really scary world. What did I get into? And I think a lot of those people, the industry itself kind of ballooned on them. And the consumption of the content was much bigger than they could have expected. And the dark edges of the internet they were really naive to, I think. And it was hard to catch up to that. So I think looking at it in a generous way, these people that we interviewed in a lot of ways feel to me very average Americans. Like they're not particularly one thing or another. They're very average. And, you know, I would say the only thing that stands out is they're good looking and charismatic. And that's a great thing for any kind of entertainment industry. So, you know, they fell into it and YouTube said, here you go. And the brand said, great, we'll pay you for it. How do you say no to that?
Yeah. Having said all that, though, you could possibly go into it with the best of intentions. Is there a correlation between, you know, here comes a new child and a bump in your viewing figures?
Well, that's where things get really heavy for sure, because we have this really great YouTuber expert named Sean Cannell, rhymes with YouTube channel, he likes to say, and he's kind of like a YouTuber expert. And he explains in our series that every time the family channel, any family channel, gets a new child and they make some content out of it, wow, you can see a bump in the analytics, like instantly people are obsessed with it. And, you know, I will say it goes across the board into mainstream entertainment. The Kardashians, the Osborne family shows in like media. I don't know if there's any out there that your viewers are aware of, but you know, the new one just got launched about a week ago with the Alec Baldwin show. It's called The Baldwins. Like people like watching families on the internet, you know, on TV. So this is sort of like the internet's version of it. So people love it when a family has a kid. The problem is, these are not people that have the protection of producers in television or, you know, here we are in radio. You have some people helping you out that are not maybe your family. But in YouTube, it's your actual family making these decisions. And it's really dangerous if that's – you have no world to protect you on the YouTube side of things.
Yeah.
And the question is out, is it a good thing to do in general on television either? Like I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But people do watch that content.
Yeah. The little boy, Huxley, as I understand, he's settled now with a different family. The Stauffers themselves, is it known where they are or what they're doing?
No. And frankly, that's a really good thing, because what I feel at the end of the series, the question we should ask ourselves is, why do we need to know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're a family. They have some kids. I don't know what every other family in America is doing. Like, I would hope they're just honestly keeping their head down and doing what they need to do to raise their kids. And if they're doing that, great. That's awesome. Like, let's just let them be. And I think that's what the series kind of wants the question to turn inwards. You know, when you're watching a family and the family has kids, and, you know, kids go through stages that are awkward and not probably great for public consumption. So that's the whole question the series raises. And when we get to the end, I did reach out for, you know, as any journalist would do, to say, can you comment? And of course they were the first people I reached out to, and they've never responded. And I would, if I was them, be very happy to maintain a strong distance so that they can do what they need to do to keep their family going.
Rachel, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Rachel Mason there, director of An Update on Our Family, and that's available on Prime and Now TV.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.